Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, so it's Jaesu and Ryan here at Fun Expo 2014. And once again, we're lucky enough to be chatting with Leonard Kirk. Hello, sir.
Hi-yo, sir.
Now, last time we had talked to you, Fantastic Four 1 had just come out. I think you're up to issue 4 now?
Yeah, I think 4 came out last week.
Cool. And I meant to ask you last time, who came up with the idea of the red costumes?
Well, I came up with the design, but I think it was the editor who made the decision to go red.
Okay. Yeah, really cool design. And where did you get the idea for the design of the new Fantastic car?
Actually, I just popped that out in about 10 minutes.
That looked really cool.
I was wanting to come up with a different sort of a look. My main goal with it was to actually have the sections give to each one a little bit more character, particularly Reed's and Ben's, especially Ben's, because when the new car breaks up, you notice that Ben's section seems to have like these upswept wings that are actually part of the body when it breaks apart. So it looks a little bit more like a fighter plane or something like that, because I wanted to play more on Ben's history as a pilot, which a lot of people sort of overlook in some of the books, but I wanted to have some fun with that.
Oh, yeah, it looked really good. Now, you were pretty excited the last time about drawing Dr. Doom. Was it everything you imagined?
Well, I've only drawn one panel of him so far. It was one tiny little shot over in Latveria where Valeria is now staying with him, and that's it. So I have no idea when I'll be drawing him again.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Do you still enjoy reading comics at all? And if so, do you have any favorites at the moment?
I do. Unfortunately, I don't have as much time as I used to. I don't collect them like I used to. But some of the ones that I've enjoyed recently, I wound up finding Next Wave, the trade paperback for that, which was with Mark Ellis and Stuart Immonen, an absolutely fantastic comic. I love that. I've been picking up and catching up on Hellboy. I was never really a big fan until the films came out, and I started grabbing some of the trades, and that's been a lot of fun. Marco Rudy's run on the Spider-Man book, I forgot which one. Marvel Knights, that's it. Marvel Knights, Spider-Man. That was really cool. But beyond that, not a heck of a lot, although I did manage to grab a whole bunch. I was actually looking for reference for another project and flipping through back issue bins, and I ran across a whole ton of old Marvel 2-in-1s, in fact, including several that I remember having as a kid, and I just grabbed them all up and I started reading those again.
I was going to say, I really enjoyed the 2-in-1 homage in issue 3, I think it was, where he was talking about teaming up with Deathlok.
Yep.
That was great. And I guess you're going to be appearing at the Niagara Falls Comic Con this year as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
So looking forward to that. I've been there at everyone, and this is, what is it, their fourth this year.
Yeah,
that's right. And I've just been amazed at how much that show has just exploded over the years. I mean, first one was at a Dave and Buster's for crying out loud.
Yeah, now, I remember that one. Yeah, that was great.
It went to 1 day to 2 days, and then 2 days to now a 3-day event.
Yep.
So.
And it went from Dave and Buster's to half of the Scotia Center to then the full Scotia Center.
Show.
Now the full Scotia Center for 3 days. It's just, it's been incredible.
That's great to see something like that in our area.
Yep.
Especially having grown up reading comics and things like that.
Oh, no, for sure.
Cool. So, I hate to put you on the spot, but is there any way you could tease any of the upcoming issues? I know there's an Original Sin crossover coming out.
Yeah. Let's see. Everybody dies. Eventually, not in this series, but I don't know. I have no idea. No, honestly, I'm trying to keep up myself at the time. I don't know what's going on. Let me think. Spoilers. Okay, I'll avoid a spoiler. I will simply say that one of the team ends up in handcuffs.
Oh.
I won't say which one. And no, it's nothing kinky. He's actually going to jail. But I won't say who.
Cool. We look forward to reading that.
Yeah.
Thanks again for taking the time with us once again. Remember when we were at Mostly, your stories all day were so entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
I got a kick out of you, like, kind of ripping Superman Returns a new one.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the new Superman movie. I look forward to ripping it apart, too. But, no, actually, it couldn't possibly be as bad as Superman Returns.
I don't think it is, sir.
No.
All right, well, thanks again for taking the time with us, and have a great day, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.